Sports, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Sally with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, new research from Griffith University suggests that the alarming number of Australian women suffering pelvic floor injury from childbirth hasn't been addressed. A two-year study led by midwifery researcher Dr. Valerie Slavin showed whilst one in three women post-childbirth struggle to control their bladder, there is still no clear national data on how many women experience these symptoms. Dr. Slavin says the public health system's lack of routine data collection has left women's experiences of pelvic trauma largely invisible. Australian women are encouraged to access pelvic floor physiotherapy before and after childbirth, as it can reduce the severity of these symptoms.
A new report from the Australian Business Ombudsman has revealed data indicating that 43% of small businesses are making zero profit, the lowest rate since 2012. With 75% of small business owners earning below the average wage, many are reporting that they are also struggling to find staff. Previous restrictions on student visa working restrictions that were relaxed during the pandemic and removed in January 2022 allowed student workers to work longer hours. Yet as of June 30th, 2023, these relaxations were removed, restricting the maximum hours of student workers to 48 hours a fortnight. The report also finds that only 8% of small business owners are under the age of 30 compared to the 17% in the 1970s, indicating that fewer young people are turning to small business ownership as a career path compared to previous decades.
And in national news, universities across the country have been accused of failing to meet benchmarks set out by the Australian Human Rights Commission to support students who are victims of sexual assault. Whilst universities said they would implement the recommendations laid out by the landmark Change the Course report released 6 years ago, most students say they still fail to meet key requirements. Crossbench politicians and student advocates are calling on the federal government to establish an independent task force to monitor the sector's progress and impose sanctions on universities that don't meet basic standards.
Melbourne City Mission, Melbourne's largest youth homelessness service provider, reports that up to 70% of young people coming to their organisation for support have experienced a significant and episodic mental health crisis. According to the 2021 census, more than 122,000 Australians were reported to have nowhere safe to sleep, with nearly a quarter being between the ages of 12 and 24. CEO of Melbourne City Mission, Vicky Sutton, says that homelessness and mental illness are often intertwined, and a lack of safe permanent residence makes it immensely difficult for young people to find support for their mental health needs. If you or anyone you know needs help, please call Lifeline on 13 11 24 or Kids Helpline on 1800 551 800.
And in international news, Russia has damaged nearly 40,000 tons of grain set for Africa, China and Israel in an overnight strike on southern Ukrainian ports, according to Kiev's infrastructure minister. Minister Kubrikov accused Russia of using Iranian drones to attack warehouses and grain elevators. This comes after Russia pulled out of the Black Sea grain export deal in July, which allowed approximately 33 million tons of grain to safely leave Ukrainian ports.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 60% chance of rain. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is the moderate band. And that's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.